But right now, we have Mr. Mike Brennan who's with us. He's the editor of MI Tech News, and every week we have him on to give us a little kind of a little hors d'oeuvre of the kind of headlines that he serves up with MI Tech News. Every week on Friday, a great collection of not just print news about technology and entrepreneurship in the state of Michigan around the U.S., but also some great audio and soon video resources as well. Mike, good to have you with us.
Thanks, Foster. Always a pleasure.
Nice to be able to keep the car in the carport, although I hear yours is in the garage as well on stand.
Unfortunately, the cold weather, you know. So,
hey, one of the topics I saw you put up one of the headlines was about Mophie, which is that great battery pack. I didn't realize that they were originally or are now a Michigan-based company.
Well, they started out in Oshtemo, Michigan pole barn, which is near Kalamazoo, about 8 years ago. And Sean Doherty went to Kalamazoo Central, went to Michigan State. She's the co-founder. The headquarters is in California, but all the other operations, warehouses, logistics are out of Kalamazoo. And what really caught my attention is I've known Sean for a while, and they advertised on the Super Bowl, and those are not cheap commercials.
I know. But apparently it's really paying off for them in terms of brand awareness and name awareness as well, which is the big deal. That's why people spend all that money for that. But it's kind of neat that's happening to a Michigan, at least it started here in Michigan. And the other thing is that Chinese New Year is coming up, and there's a special gala that you were underlining.
Well, yeah, I'm going to attend. I got an invite. It's the Detroit Chinese Business Association. I'm going to bring in the Year of the Sheep at Motor City Casino Soundboard Room. And they invited the governor. Unfortunately, the governor is in a walking boot because of the problems he's having.
Yeah.
So we're going to get Brian Kelly is going to step in, his deputy there. Mm-hmm. And he'll be giving the speech. But there's going to be a big delegation of folks there from PRC, People's Republic, because the governor's been over there a lot trying to get business for Michigan from China, and so they're coming over to wish him well in the new year.
That's interesting. A very important relationship between China and Michigan. Excellent. And our governor certainly spearheading that as well. And one of the other things I saw, which is, matter of fact, going to feed into the theme of our program today, is that a crowdfunding campaign was launched to support a space project.
Well, it's the Urban Institute for Contemporary Arts, and it's a crowdfunding campaign to do inner city art, really,
right.
Exit space project. It's putting up really nice art downtown and making it more of a vibrant city and more attractive for the young people and all that jazz. And so they have a campaign to raise $10,000 by March 18th, and if they do, Michigan Economic Development Corporation will match that with another $10,000.
Nice. So it's not outer space, it's more inner space.
No, not outer, inner space.
Well, folks, these are some examples of the kind of headlines you'll find on MI Tech News. And Mike, you've been covering technology for how many years now? 35 years, and Mike has been a regular beat reporter with the Detroit Free Press and has been recording stories for all over the state and the nation and following entrepreneurship in particular. And MI Tech News is your free insight to all of that wealth of information that he has. Comes every Friday. All you have to do is go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down the page to his smiling face, and then there's you can just subscribe right there. All it takes is your email address, no money, and you, every Friday, will get some of these headlines like this. Plus, you have other resources now. You've got, for instance, our entire podcast and the IT and the D podcast as well. And I understand, Mike, that in the future, you're looking to put some video in there.
Yep, talking to the lads over IT and the D. They have a new studio in Ferndale, and I've got to get together with them next week to talk about what we're going to do. But they're real eager, and so am I, and it'll kind of go back to the days when I had my own radio show.
That's
sort of
excellent. Yeah. That's excellent. So we're combining both radio and podcasting in there, folks. It's a tremendous deal, and the best part about it is it will cost you nothing, absolutely nothing, to get this great resource of information about what's happening on an international and national level, state level as well. Mike, thanks so much for being with us, and I hope you stay nice and warm and you get that car back from the garage quick.
Yeah, it won't cost me an arm and a leg. Right?
Oh, that's it. All right,
thanks,
Mike.
Guys.
Take care.
Right,
that's Mr. Mike Brennan, who is certainly an experienced reporter. We trust him. Matter of fact, a lot of the story leads that I have for our program come out of MI Tech News.